Om Shanti.
Good morning. Baba has been concerned about how we use our time. Time not just in terms of action, but time in terms of our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And how it's important that we make a budget for ourselves. Why? Because we're going to need a stock with which to be able to face whatever situations may come. And if we don't have that stock that's already collected, then how can we serve ourselves, everyone around us, for the world also? Because Baba's asking the question, what is it that makes you lose your stage of being the sovereign of the self? If you're the sovereign of the self, then at no point can any of your sense organs, either the physical ones or the jnana indriya, the subtle ones of mind and intellect and sanskar, deceive you. And if today you're being deceived by those, then it's because there's a leakage somewhere. You don't have the power, you don't have the capacity to be able to control and rule yourself. And if you say things that you regret afterwards, or you look at things and it distracts you, how is it possible for you to rule the world if you're not able to rule yourself? So again, it's a very powerful, beautiful murali. But in particular, Baba's asking us to make a budget. How do we use our thoughts? And it's not just a question of, was it sinful, but was it wasteful? Because if there's waste thoughts, that's also a big drain on my energy. And so Baba's murali is not just for 2006, I think it's 2006, yes, 18th January 2006, but it's very much a murali for today. Because even today, we say things, we do things, or we think things that afterwards we recognize as being a waste of time. And so once time has been lost, you can't recover it. There's no way of getting it back again. And so whatever time now remains between today and the time to go home, we don't know when that's going to be. But whenever it is, but if today I can start making sure that I cut out the leakage, then I'm going to be able to store enough for whatever's going to happen in the next little while. The next distant while, we know that we'll go home and also we'll go to Satyug. But this little period that's going to come between, that's going to be the test of our stability, of our inner capacity and power, my peace, my purity. I start creating that stock immediately. Baba's asking the question, are the 108 ready? And it seems that most people in the front row in Madhuban at that time weren't ready to give Baba an answer. You will hear the full murali later, of course. But Dadiji has spoken on behalf of everyone and said, yes, the 108 are ready. And so Baba's saying, very good. But yes, we've seen many souls reach their karmatit stage and fly off. And certainly the 8 jewels have already reached their karmati stage and flown away. But the 108, probably Baba's still encouraging us to make intense effort because there's still some space there. And in fact, Daddy had always said that Baba loves surprises. And so right to the very end, till the very end, there is space there in the 108 at least. She used to say 8, but I think that that time has now gone by. And it's really just the 108, but there's still space. But if I want to make that intense effort, it begins here with my thoughts. So many different muralis that we hear in which Baba is talking about, have you settled your waste thoughts? Have you finished your waste thoughts? And Baba gives us different methods to be able to do that. One soul out of all the others, the Didis and the Dadis. Mama flew away first, but the next one who flew was Daddy Pushpashanta, and she was the one who was the inspiration for Global Hospital, because it was her daughter's marriage family, that the Vatumal family, that started everything. But that was February Shivratri 83. And the next one who flew was Didi Manmohini in July. So we're honoring Didi's month now. And in Didi's month, remembering Didi's focus on yoga. How many of you met Didi here? Okay, a handful, because most of the others who did meet Didi are sitting in Oxford today. But many, many here took a lot of sustenance from Didi. And Didi had a few mantras that many of you would have heard through the years. One was that in 82, when she came to New York and London, and then she flew away 83. But when she arrived in New York, and she'd come straight from India to New York, and in those days the flight was much longer, much slower, and she said that, ghar chalna hai, ab ghar jana hai, it's time to go home. And at that time, we could understand that Didi was really wanting to prepare intensely. But of course, we didn't know that she was preparing personally, because something within her was driving her, knowing that it was time for her to leave. But wherever she went that tour, she was in New York and Caribbean, then came back to London, and she wanted to spend more time with Daddy Janki, but she actually spent only a couple of days and then went off to India very quickly. So that was one mantra. But the other mantra that Didi had from the very start, and she was the very first person to surrender. 400 people surrendered. But imagine, the very first one. And she simply, her mother, well, the family knew Baba anyway, in Lokic life, but her mother had gone to a satsang. And so she asked her daughter to come along, and Gopi was her name. And she became the first Gopi, the one who totally surrendered to Baba instantly. And from that moment on, the mantra she had was, Ek Bal Ek Bharosa, one strength, one support. And Didi had created a specific system for herself. She never read murali to others. She was always a murali student. She'd sit in the front row in Madhuban or wherever else, and she would write points from the murali. And the Q&A you see in the murali is from her original notes, because she'd of course heard all the Sakar muralis. So when Baba said it's time to revise, we would see her with her notebook. And she carried a thick notebook and her pen, and she'd be writing in Sindhi. And we would say to her, Didi, what do you write? You know all these things anyway. She said, no, I'm still a student. And Dadiji was the one. Baba called Dadiji the mic and Didi the might, the power. And when Baba first said this, it wasn't very clear. But then as Daddy took on that role more and more, it became very clear that yes, Daddy was the mic, the face in front of the world, and Didi was the might behind the scenes providing the power. And the original Madhavan Nivasis always say how it was Didi's guiding hand that stabilized the whole yagya after Baba left. She spent 4 years with Baba in Madhuban after Mama. And this one strength and one support was Didi's life, the whole story of her life. And just imagine, not only did, although her mother brought her to the satsang, but she was the one who surrendered, and then her mother and her sister, and then the children of the next brother in the same family. The widow, she was widowed by then, and it was Daddy Brijshantha's family. So the mother, the daughter, and the married daughter. Same story here. One married daughter, Gopi, and Shilendra Daddy, the Kumari. So 6 members of the same family came more or less at the same time. And so if nothing more, that in itself would have been a start for the anti-party to get aggressive. But of course there were many others, but just these and Daddy Nirmashanta's family, the Mukhi family, the main Mukhi, the main leaders of the community. And again, not just Daddy Nirmashanta, but Daddy Brijendra also. So that whole scenario, but the courage, the faith, the power that these souls had to just recognize God and God's incarnation as soon as He had come. You can see why people like Didi and others became part of the 8 jewels and became the ones who carried the responsibility of the yagya immediately after Baba, and today also serving us in their angelic forms. But Didi, absolutely faithful, absolutely loving, and very, very powerful in yoga. Many, many souls either had visions of Didi before they came to Madhuban, and one of them was Madeline, who was one of the early students here, 1975, and she was the one who helped in starting service in Belgium, establishing service here. So Didi was she'd had a vision of Didi beforehand. And then another person again who played a very major role in the establishment of service in London, he had come as a guest to Madhuban and had asked to stay longer, so Didi gave him permission and he stayed. And it was during that time, one Thursday morning, when Didi was offering bhog and giving drishti, and her drishti made him fly. And after that at that moment he became a Brahmin and still continues till now. The other thing about her drishti, not just being able to give a vision of Baba and a vision to others, but she'd asked, because she wasn't reading Murali, it was Dadiji reading Murali every day, and it was Daddy Janki conducting the main classes. Didi would say to me, bring a group of 4 people every day, and this would be at 4:30 in the afternoon. And she didn't rest much in the afternoon, but from 4:30 to 5, she would conduct yoga for 4 people. Just imagine, just for 4 people. And why she did this is because she felt that this would be her way of sustaining these souls. And at that time, if it was 30 foreigners from Madhuban, talking about very early days, 75, 76, 77 till then. And so 4 people, and it'd be from different parts, and mostly Europe and UK at that time. But once they came in front of Devi, Devi would be able to get a very clear picture. The only introduction she had to them was their name, the country, and that's about it. Australia was represented by them. And there wasn't much time to give any further introduction. And then she would give Drishti, conduct yoga till 5 o'clock, and then say a few words to each one. Sometimes they would ask questions. And then after they'd left, Didi would say something about each one. That would give me a very clear picture of how to sustain them further on their journey. Now, X-ray vision. Absolutely being able to see the quality of the soul and how to help that soul move forward. Baba could do that for sure. Brahma Baba and Avyakt Bab Dada, we know that. But here was Didi. And Didi used to experience like semi-trance, never going into trance, except originally when she first came to see Baba, she had a vision of Krishna. But after that, it was just her own spiritual effort and movement forward. But she would really be able to, just with her yoga power and with Baba, know every soul and then know how to sustain them and help them move further. And probably people like Sudesh Devi, Moini Devi, all these people who were in Delhi at that time in particular, they would say that it was Devi's drishti who inspired them to surrender and inspired them to come closer to Baba. Dadi Janki, she would say that her conversations with Devi helped her experience Baba as a friend. She was very strong in bhakti, of course, so meeting Baba, Baba's the instrument for God, and so Baba was on a pedestal, which was fine. But it meant that she was missing out on that relationship with God as a friend. So it was her conversations with Didi that enabled her to come closer and make Baba her friend, a relationship which continued then through the rest of her life. And so this is also why Dadi Janki would sometimes say, do you have a friend within the Brahmin family? Not one who you depend on, but one who can give you a clear picture of yourself and you won't react and object. And most times, if somebody says something that we find pleasant, yes, they're my friend. But if they say something that's not so pleasant, no, you're not my friend. That a real friend is someone who doesn't hesitate to tell you the truth about you, something that you can't see for yourself. And so Baba will tell you, Baba will give you a clear picture, Baba will give you a signal and you'll know. But also, a human friend who can help you move forward because they're able to be honest with you. Because Devi had been her friend and had helped her in this particular way. And why I'm remembering all this is because today Baba has said the front line in Madhuban must have been all the dadis at that time, the dadis and the senior brothers. And Baba said to them, you would remember the days when you would say to Mama, give us a clear picture of ourselves. Mama humko chitra batao. And to what extent have I made progress? To what extent must I do more? And Baba said in today's Murali, you don't have to ask anyone actually, but your own stage of self-sovereignty today will give you a very clear picture of what your future is. Am I truly the master of my physical senses? Am I also the master of my thoughts and words and actions? And so the clear picture that each one of us needs is inside. Can I go inside? And it's a picture just for myself, not to share with anyone else. that can I truly look at myself and see what is it that's going on? How far have I come? How far have I still to go? So that then that becomes the motivation, the incentive for effort. But Didi's drishti was so powerful. And she didn't know these people very well, but was wanting to help them move forward. So she didn't give them the clear picture. And I don't know that many of them would have been able to take it. But then she would give an indication of how to support them and help them move forward. So the other main quality of Didi. And the greatness always shows itself in humility. And so Didi's humility, absolutely content and happy that others should move forward and be out in front. Her role was support, sustenance. And so she would stay behind the scenes, but support and sustain and inspire others to move forward. But of course, in doing that, she herself was moving forward and became one of the eight jewels. And that was pretty clear right from her start. As soon as she came to Baba, not just the first one to surrender, but also one of the people that Baba would seek guidance from in terms of practical details of the yajna, and then of course the manager of the yajna for many years. And so Didi was always one of the leading lights. Dadi Janki was more in the background, in the shadows for a long time. And those who knew her recognized who she was. And Baba would always send people to her for sustenance. When he'd be in Bombay, he spent quite a time in Bombay, very often, most winters. And whoever he felt would benefit, he would say, go to Pune. And they'd want to know, why go to Pune? Pune was a very little town. Now it's a technical hub. So it's in the category of Hyderabad and Bengaluru. But at that time, very much behind the scenes. So Dadi behind the scenes, Pune behind the scenes. And so they'd say, Pune Baba? And Baba said, yes, that's where you can get sustenance. And so Dadi is staying in Pune for many years. And of course, the backbone for service abroad. Baba knows, and whatever role Baba gives us, Baba puts us in a specific place because Baba knows what he wants. And if we follow Baba's signals, then yes, we see the role unfold. Last point. Yesterday we were talking about identity because the theme of the topic, the theme of the retreat for the teachers in Oxford is the deep practice of introversion and soul consciousness. So the question was, on one side there's the soul, and on the other side there are the masks that we have to peel off and all the false identities that we have. And so how do we deal with that? And you know that even though you die a living death when you come to Baba, you let go of so much from the past, but yet still, this death isn't an instant death in which everything finishes and everything is new. There's one layer that goes, the snake sheds one skin, sheds another skin, sheds another skin, and each time things get more and more subtle. But same thing, we come to Baba and we let go of many of the things that were pulling our identity before. But then we identify with the role. We identify with service rather than the highest role in the drama of being a child of God and maintaining that consciousness just simply of being a child of God. Now, what greater role can there be than that? But we forget about that role. And again, we get stuck into external roles. And so, soul consciousness and maintaining that awareness that I am a child of God I'm seeing others with that same vision. It's a long journey. And this is why if you look at the Sakara Muralis, at least 6 times in every Murali, Baba's line comes, are you soul conscious? Are you sitting in the awareness of the soul? Do you have the faith that you are a soul? Again and again, within every single Murali, at least 6 times. And then further, there are some Muralis we've been hearing recently. It's not just 6 times, it's 12 times, or even in every paragraph. Recently there was a Murali in which every paragraph of Baba was saying, remind yourself that you are a soul. Because it's beautiful, it's elevated, it's powerful, but it slips away so quickly because of 2,500 years of this. And so the reminder from Baba, don't think about role, just stay in that awareness of the soul. And then all the doors open up, whether it's the doors of cooperation or the doors of opportunity, but the foundation is the humility that comes through soul consciousness. Om Shanti.